Okay. Today's daf is daf Samach Beis. It's an unbelievable daf. A lot to cover, a lot to say. We'll get started right now. Today's shiur is sponsored by Tzvi and Yomi Nachman, Lil Nishmas Meir Ben Yisroel. Okay. We are on Samach Aleph Amud Beis. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom. There was a machlokes. We had a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel about. I'm sorry. We had a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. But if somebody makes a neder not to be with his wife, and the neder is on himself, so it's a neder that is chal. How long do we let this marriage go before she's allowed to demand that the marriage is over? So Amar Rav machlokes b'mefarish. The whole machlokes, whether it's 1 week or 2 weeks, is if the man was specific and gave a specific timeline. Avol b'stam, but stam, he just said stam, not having relations with you, then divi hakol yotzi la'alter. Everyone holds, she goes it right away, v'yithin k'suva, doesn't have to wait. Ushmul omer, no, afilu b'stam nami yamtin. Even if it's stam, you also have to wait. You know why? Because shema yimta pesach l'nidro, maybe he will find an opening to get out of his neder, and the marriage can continue. So why should he have to get it right now? Wait the week. According to Beis Hillel, wait a week, because there's wait 2 weeks. It's going to end anyway. They're both agreeing it's going to end. But listen, you still have a week to figure it out. Go to a chacham, get that nether over with. Get that nether undone. Get that nether undone, the marriage can continue. Don't be so hasty. So the Gemara says, fine, that's very nice, but ha'pligi b'chad zimna. We already had this machlokes. Ditnan, we're going to have it later on. Hamadiris ishto milihanas lo. If someone makes a nether, he's not going to support his wife. Not going to give her money. Right? So, ad shloshim yom. For 30 days. So the Mishnah there says later on, yamid parnes. So first of all, how can you even say that? You're not allowed to violate the Torah. Torah says you got to support her. So the Gemara there is going to say that it's a situation where you told the wife she has a salary. So you keep your salary and they don't have to support you. However, the Gemara, the Mishnah there says, yamid parnes. He still has to give her a parnes, which is a support, a guy to support her. Let's say her salary is short, it doesn't cover all the expenses, so there's a parnes. So the Gemara there is going to ask, if he's giving a parnes, he's violating his neder, no? He's not going to support her, so what's a parnes? So the Gemara over there discusses it. Anyway, yesemikan yotzi v'yithin k'suva. But if the neder was for more than 30 days, then the marriage is over. What kind of marriage is that? So, Avam Rav, lo shana well of a mafarish. Now, that's only where it was explicit. Avil b'stam, but if you just said stam, didn't give a timeline, then yotzi la'alter, v'yithink suva, then it happens right away. The mafarish over there say, because for 30 days, nobody really knows what went on there. After 30 days, people start to raise eyebrows. What happened? Your husband's not supporting you. And it's a big busha, but until then, it's okay. But if it's stam, then who knows how long this is going to last? The marriage is over right now. Maybe he'll find a way to get out of the marriage. So why do you need both machlokesin? I'm sorry, out of the neder, right? Why do you need both? So Gemara says tzricha di itmar baha. If we'd only say baha over here by the case over there later on about the hana baha ka'amar rav. I'm sorry, over here. I'm sorry. There's no parnes over here by Tashmish. There's no other option. Right? No, you can't have a substitute. Therefore, the marriage is over right away. Avol b'ahi, the efshar b'parnes, eva modele l'shmuel. But maybe if there's a parnes. So, I made a neder that I'm not going to support. But listen, I still have to give a parnes. So how that's going to work, we'll learn later. I still, on some level, I got to still support her, really. So maybe he would agree with Shmuel. Don't rush to end this marriage. But if by Tashmish, maybe even Shmuel would agree to Rav that it's over right away because there's no substitute. Tzricha. That's why both machlokes didn't have to be mentioned because they both stick to their guns, even in these extreme cases. Okay, next. Here we go. HaTalmidim Yotzin LaTalmud. The Mishnah said that Talmidim used to go learn. And the Mishnah said a very interesting line. It said, Shalo Bereshus. Without the wife's permission. You hear this? Without the wife's permission. So, the Gemara says, Bereshus, comma. If you go, if what if you got your wife's permission? Then how long could you go? You got your wife's permission, she doesn't mind. How long can you go? So the Gemara says, Kama, Bishus Kama, Kama the boy, as long as you want. As long as you want to go, you can go. So the Gemara says, Urcha de Milsa Kama, but what's normal? Fine, it can go as long as you want. What's normal? What's a normal amount of time to go away? What's normal? So the Gemara says, you know what's normal? Amarav, Chodesh Kan, V'Chodesh Babayis. A month in the yeshiva, a month at home. A month in the yeshiva, a month at home. That's normal. That's a normal thing. Shenemar, like it says by the people that were the guards of David HaMelech's palace, his army, his troop. L'chol dava hamachalkos habav hayotzeis hachodesh b'chodesh l'chochotche hashana. They used to switch off. A month here, a month there. A month here, a month there. So too, a month in the yeshiva, a month at home. A month in the yeshiva, a month at home. That's Rav. Ushmul, Urechad Amar, Chodesh Kan v'shnayim b'beisa. No, 1 month at the yeshiva, 2 months at home. 1 month at the yeshiva, 2 months at home. That's better. That's normal. How did we learn that from? Shenemar, Chodesh Yiyeh b'levanon, shnayim chadashim b'beisa. That is a pasuk over there by building of the Beis HaMikdash. That's what they used to do. They used to go build for a month, go home for 2 months. Go back for a month, go home for 2 months. And that was a rotation. Right? So you have a precedent for such a rotation. Same thing by learning Torah. Okay? So Top Tosfos asks, wait a minute. Vim Tomar Heich Yotze Rabbi Akiva V'chol Hanu Kidul Kamon. Had Rabbi Akiva go for 24 years. That's at the end of the daf. I don't know if we'll get there today, but how'd he go for 12 years? Right? Originally it was 12 years. So how do you do that? We're going to have a number base. They went for so many years. What kind of permission is that? How do you go for so long? The Gemara says 1 month, 1 month. 1 month and 2 months. How do you go for 12 years? Right? There are six answers to that question. Tosva says that the reason is, when a wife gives rishus, they don't really mean it. They don't really mean it. What are they going to do? They're going to say no. It wasn't a wholehearted rishus. So that's why, even when she says, it's okay, you could go. So for 6 months of the year, they're not home. It's not wholehearted. It's half-hearted. But you have a wife that could be Akiva. That was wholehearted. They can go as long as they want. That's Tosas' answer. The Rashba gives two answers. Listen to this. First answer the Rashba gives, you know what 1 month is? That's Balabatim. That's Stam people. If you're a Rav, you're Rabbi Akiva, then of course you can go longer. We're talking about regular people. Regular people. You want a regular guy. That's 1 month, 1 month. But if you're one of the I'm a tani, you're an amora, you can go for longer.
When Rekiva started, he wasn't Rabbi Akiva.
Right. We're going to get to that. When Rekiva started, he wasn't Rabbi Akiva. The Ben Yoyada asks, why'd she marry him? Right? She's the richest girl in the world, right? What'd she marry Rabbi Akiva for? Right? If we don't answer that today, we'll answer it tomorrow. That's number two. The Rajah gives another answer that it was part of the Tanai Kedushin. It's built into the marriage, and I'm going for 12 years. So you can't have a time on me. It's built into the marriage. Number four, the Raivet says, very similar, similar to the idea that if you're a Tana, that if it's Torum Naso. If it's Torum Naso, you can go, that's your whole life. Similar answer. Then you can go for longer. But if it's just Stam, not your profession, then you can't. And the Ritva says, The time permitted was not specified here in the Mishnah. Wasn't specified. How long can I go? So how long can you go? The normal thing. But if it's specified, it's a very similar answer. If it's specified, of course, you can go as long as you want. And the last one, the Tosaf Shan says, the Gemara's understood a whole differently. He says that this question was only asked for the two that are not mentioned in the Mishnah, meaning 7 days or 30 days. So how long can they go? So then the Gemara answers is 30 days also, or 1 month, 1 month, or 1 month, 2 months. But if it's somebody like Rabbi Akiva, who it's that's totally different. Okay, those are the answers. Now, so Rav learned out from David HaMelech, and Rabbi Yochanan learned out from the building of the Beis HaMikdash, either 1 month, 1 month, or 1 month, 2 months. So the Gemara asks for Rav Nami, my time alone, my mehahi. Why didn't Rav learn out from Rabbi Yochanan's drasha? Right? So the Gemara says, "Shiny binyan beis hamikdash." No, the beis hamikdash is different. You know why? The efshar al yedei acherim, because that was built into the system that it was 1 month, 2 months. So other people are there. So why should the wife is not going to agree to let her husband go for so long? I'm sorry. Yes, the wife is not going to agree. Other people can build a Beis HaMikdash, so the wife was not going to agree. So by learning to have it be so frequent, 1 month, 1 month, 1 month, 1 month. Did I say that right? Shaliyah, Shaliyah bin Beis HaMikdash, the Efshar al Yedei Achera. Therefore, Rav holds 1 month, 1 month. Not 1 month, 2 months. That was different. That's the Beis HaMikdash was different. Don't make me rise from that. For Rabbi Yochanan, my time alor mehahi. Why didn't Rabbi Yochanan learn from David HaMelech? Listen to this. Shiny hasam de isle harvacha, because no wife minded that her husband spent a month away to be in David HaMelech's army. Why not? Because they got harvacha. What's harvacha? Food, clothing, jewelry. It was worth it. It was worth it for the wife didn't mind. Go. They only gained from it, right? But look at this Rashi. It's very difficult Rashi here. Rashi says shiny hasam de isle harvacha. It's like halfway down, the Rashi's. Shehayu nehenen mi beit hamelech. They had enough from being by the king. V'ikar revach beisa. They got revach there. Lefikach mekabelas aleha. She didn't mind. She was mekabelas on herself. Shehayu bebeit hamelech chodesh echad mishnei chadashim. Right? One out of every 2 months he's away. She's gaining. Look what he came back with. Shekiva jeyeshlo tzchar, yeshlo mezonos marvachim v'tachshitim. He got the salary over there. He gets tachshitim. She didn't mind. Aval Talmud Torah mitzvah dilehu. But Talmud Torah is only his mitzvah. It's only his mitzvah. See, it's only his mitzvah. She's not maskim to that. Has to be 1 month out of two, not 1 month out of one. Right, so everyone, what do you mean it's only his mitzvah? Right? What do you mean it's only his mitzvah? It's not true. We're gonna have a few lines from now that it's her mitzvah also. And even though she's not doing anything. Right, she's a housewife and she's taking care of it. She's getting all the schar that he's getting. So what do you mean it's his mitzvah? So the mitzvah Eisen says, what Rashi only means to say is, as compared to the building of the Beis HaMikdash, which, according to the Rambam, is her mitzvah also. She has a chiyuv in binyan Beis HaMikdash. That's a shiloh, because how could that be? Because it was not allowed to be built at night, so it's a mitzvah Eisen to my grandma. But the Rambam holds that it was a her chiyuv. But she's not going. Why is she not going? Because my husband's going instead. So for something that's not her chiyuv, she's not willing to... I'm sorry. Something that is her chiyuv, she's not willing to back down. Then certainly she has no chiyuv in Talmud Torah. Why should it be any different? That's all Rashi meant to say. He's not taking a stand on what a wife's char is. That's not what he meant to say. He just meant to say, in contrast to building the Beis HaMikdash, which she has a chiyuv for, and she's not willing to let her husband stay longer... Sure, certainly by Talmud Torah. Totally meant to say. Okay. Next. Amar Rav. Rav said, Anocha shaveres chati gufa shel adam. Groaning, wailing, being in woe, being sad, breaks half a guf. Shenemar. Vat ben adam ha'enach b'shivron masnayim u'bimiriros ta'enach. Pasuk in Yecheskel, that the anocha is shivron masnayim. From your masnayim, from your loins. It's only half your body. Right? No, the whole body. What's this doing here? Once we have a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, about drushes, we throw in this also. That's nothing to do with anything, we just threw it in also. Rabbi Yochanan says, your whole guf. Shenemar, v'hoya ki yom re'lach al ma'atananach. They're going to say, what are you being wailing about? V'amarta el shmua kiba, about the news. What news? The news of Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. V'nimas kol lev, v'rofa kol yadayim, v'kasa kol ruach, v'kol... Burkayim telach namayim. The whole body's all upset over it. Right? So Rav says only half the body. Rabbi Yochanan says the whole body. So the Gemara says, V'rab Yochanan nami haksir b'shivron masnayim. Yeah, but doesn't it say half the body, Rabbi Yochanan? So the Gemara says, Nahahi dechi mischala mi masnayim mischala. No, when it really is the whole body. Where does it begin? It begins by the loins. The pain, the anger, the anguish begin over there, and then it spreads to the whole body. V'rav nami haksir v'nimas kol lev, v'rafoi kol yadayim v'kasa kol ruach. Doesn't it say that the whole body is wailing? The whole body is in sorrow? So the Gemara says, you're right. Shiny shmua de Beis HaMikdash. No, the shmua of the Beis HaMikdash is much worse. You know why? The takifa tuva. It really grabs you so much more. So Tosfos asks, these psukim, by the way, are back to back. The back to back psukim. So the whole thing is talking about the Beis HaMikdash. What on earth is the Gemara answering? So the Gemara says, no, the first pasuk that says the Masnayim is is when Hashem's telling him, you know, this is going to be a sorrow. It's only half. But, so we'll see in a second. But the fact that it breaks your whole body is what it's going to do to you when you actually find out about it. When you actually find out about it, it's going to destroy your whole body. In other words, it's a nevuah. What is the reaction going to be when people realize that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? It's going to destroy them, the whole body. Stop telling somebody news, by the way, that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, that only affects half your body. That's what Tosfos answers. Now, Hahu Yisrael, v'ovi kachavim, there was a Yisrael and a Goy, that dehavik azli b'urcha, b'hadi hadadi. They were traveling in the way, they were traveling together. Lo imtzi ovi kachavim l'sugi b'hadi Yisrael. The Goy couldn't keep up with the Jew. He couldn't keep up with him, he was going too fast. So he wanted to slow him down. So what did he do to slow him down? Ad kere churban Beis HaMikdash. So he reminded the Jew of the churban Beis HaMikdash. Right? So he figured he'll be all upset about it, he'll slow down. Nogid v'isnach, he gave a sigh, he gave a wail, and afil hachilo imtzi ovi kachavim l'sugui b'adei. But the guy still couldn't catch up. So amalei, so the guy says, lav amrisu anacha shaveres chatzi gufa shel adam. Isn't it true that bad news affects half the body? Right, he knows a little bit, right? The guy, they know a little bit. We'll see in a minute. Isn't it true that it affects half your body? But he only knew Rav Shita. And he knew Rav Shita, that's only half. And he didn't know that Rav was agreed that by the Beis HaMikdash maybe it's different. Right? He didn't know all the details. That's how the Goyim are. They knew like one little phrase somewhere. And then they think that's the... Right? They don't know. They don't know really the whole story. I said, Amalei. So the Jew says back to him, Nahani mili milza dechareti. That's by new news. By new news, yeah, that's what it does to you. Aval ha, but here, dishananba. Here it's old news. The Beis HaMikdash has been destroyed for hundreds of years. Maybe even a thousand. No, it can't be a thousand when this was written. Hundreds. Hundreds of years has been destroyed. It's old news. That's not going to affect me anymore. Right? The Amri Inchi, people say, very difficult line over here, the Malfa Tichli Lo Bahasa. If a woman's already lost a child, she's already grieved, that if it happens again, the grieving is much more easier for her to deal with. Doesn't hurt her as much. Why? She already grieved. Right? Very difficult line, but the idea is certainly there. It's old news. So yeah, it's sad. The Beis HaMikdash is sad. The Psukim and Yecheskel are certainly an ideal, but we certainly relate how much does it affect our lives.
Why did he ask from Rav, not from Yochanan?
Oh, because that's what the Mepharshim say. He only knew Rav's member. That's a Goyimar. They don't know. They know the Machlokes. Right? They knew one member. They heard it in the street that the Jews say that. But he didn't know the whole detail. Okay, next. Hatayolin b'chol yom. We said that a tayol has to have relations every day. Every day. So the Gemara said, that's part of Yuchiyav Ona. So the Gemara says, my tayolin, what's a tayol? So Amar Rava, b'nei pirki. People that learn, but they live in the town. So they're not away. They're not, and they have a chiyav every day. Because they're home. So Amar Le'abaya, wait a minute. B'nei Pirki, people that learn, Madichsiv Behu, about them it says the following pasuk. Listen to this pasuk. Shav lachem ashkimekum. It's a waste of time. It's shav. It's a waste to get up early. Umachari sheves, or to go to sleep late. Achole lechem hatzevim. All you do is eat bread and sorrow. Meaning you people work so hard to earn parnasa. Why are you doing that? Ki yitain lididu shna. Anyway, Hashem gives to the didei shna food. What's the didei shna? We're going to say it's tamid chachamim. But you ever saw tamid chachamim die of hunger? Never saw such a thing. They all have food. So people kill themselves to make a parnasa. The easiest thing is to be a tamid chacham. Not only that, right? Even the wives, as the Rif says, the wives don't learn to do any learning. They're not the ones late staying up in yeshiva, but the wives are shemanadados shina meinehem ba'olam hazeh. They lose sleep in olam hazeh. Why do they lose sleep? Because they're waiting up for their husband. And ubosachay olam haba. And they also get olam haba. The Rif says, why? What about the husbands? Don't they get olam haba? Right. Even the wives. Of course, the husbands get. They're learning. Even a wife who doesn't learn, but she's part of that marriage. Of course, she gets olam haba. So Abaye says, V'at amarta b'nei pirki every night? They're not home. They're in yeshiva. How can it be b'nei pirki? They're not there. So, Ela amar Abaye says, Kidirav, the amar Rav, Kigon Rav Shmuel bar Shilas. You know who we're talking about? We're talking about somebody like Shmuel Bar Shilas. Shmuel Bar Shilas, Rashi explains, was a kindergarten teacher, a first grade teacher, first grade Rebbe. So he, and Rashi says, it was usher for him to stay up late at night because he's going to be tired in the morning. Can't teach the boys, can't teach the kids. So he, such a person, he lives in the city, he doesn't live out of town. And he has a very easy job. Not easy in terms of, but the hours are not, he's not going to be spending too many hours. Such a person has a chiyuv every owner every night. Such a person. By the way, Derech Agav, so Rav Shilas, Shilas is the name of a woman. The Gemara says that Rav Shul Bar Shilas, he's named after his mother. There are a few people in Shas like that. Rav Shirin Ben Pazi. Some say Pazi was a woman. The Zohar says it was a man. Some say it was a woman. Right? Who else? Rabbi Bar Chana. Sometimes the Yichus followed the mother. Even have it in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ber Hagola. The Ber Hagola is whoever the first of Moshe, Rifkus. Right after Rifka, it's his mother. Right? Some people had that. The Marsha also? No, that's his last name. The Aleph is the last name. Yeah, the last name is, I know someone whose name is Adlis. He's a descendant of the Marsha. Yeah.
Sometimes when they're orphaned and they're
right by another. Right. One of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, his name was Reb Lieb Saras. In English they call him Lieb son of Sarah, because he was named after his mother. Okay, anyway. Such a person like Shmuel Bar Shilas, that's who we're talking about every night. The Achel Mididei, he eats as though he has a little bit of food to eat, Vishasi Mididei, he's got what to drink, Vigani Betula Da'apadia, he's able to rest under the roof of his house, he's got a house, Velo Chalav Piristika Demalka Ababe, and the king's tax people, the tax man, doesn't go into that house because he doesn't think they have any money, because he's just a little school teacher. So, but such a person, he's home. Such a person's every night. Kiyasa Ravin, Ravin has a different answer. Kigon, Mifanke Demarava. The Mifunakim of the West. Meaning the fancy people, that's what Tiyul, they go Tiyul all day. Nothing to do all day. Every day they go on a Tiyul. Such a person. So it's either, according to Rava, a learner. According to Shmuel, according to Abaya, it's a Rebbe who's at home, who has a time. And the third Pshita is it's a Mifanke Marava, right? Fine. Rav Moshe asks, wait a minute, isn't there an idea that a person is not supposed to be so frequent with his wife, like a Tarnagol, the Gemara has a lashon like that, which is why Ezra was misaking that a Balkeri has to go to the mikvah before he's able to learn or to daven, because we wanted to, of course you have a chiyuv, no question you have a chiyuv, but to minimize how much time you spend with your wife, to minimize that, it's a chiyuv 100%, we're going to have an Amud Beis Friday night, it's all wonderful, but aren't we supposed to, on some level, be memayit that. And now every night, that goes against all these other memories about what Ezra did and all these other memories. Well, every night? Doesn't make any sense. So Rav Moshe says something so amazing. He says as follows. He says, really, you have a chiyuv d'oraisa of ona. How often is that chiyuv? How often is that chiyuv? So Rav Moshe says, the chiyuv is whenever your wife really is interested. No different than the other two chiyuvim you have of ksus and she'er, an ona. She'er, right? Food, clothes, and ona. So it's a chiyuv d'oraisa. Whenever you have the opportunity, whenever your wife is, he calls it mishtokeket labailo. Whenever she has a teshuka to her husband, you have to be there for that. It's a chiyuv d'oraisa. So Moshe says, the chachamu mashayer, based on what your job is, based on how strong you are, that's tied into your job, how much time you have, which is tied into your job. All these factors are tied into the average person, we said, is twice a week, and the Talmud Chacham is once a week, and if you're away, so it's once every 6 months. That's all Drabanan's being Mashiach, what is a realistic expectation that a wife can have based on everything that her husband does. And we're going to have it in a minute. What if a husband change jobs? But it's a question the Gemara is going to ask in a few minutes because the expectations of the wife are going to change. So Rav Moshe says, but you have a guy who doesn't do anything all day. Right? So he says, listen to this. Listen to this. If a guy is around all day with nothing to do and he won't be with his wife when she wants, she is going to think, he doesn't love me. after all. He's got no job. He's got no reason he can't be with me. Doesn't love me. Somebody else around. And it's going to start to destroy the marriage. So the Rabbanan said, for you, it's every night. You have no reason. You, it's every night. But dafka to ensure that this marriage stays healthy. He says, Hare yadaf de gama ish yesh lo taiv of odisera me isha. One second. One minute. You have to hear this inside. Here. The Chacham were not so happy with that. How can the Chacham say such a thing? Every day. Right? So he says, one second, here it is. Right. I'm sorry. Right, here it is. Okay, so he says as follows. Teil omad, mishuk, shel zonos, mi, socher es mi, shelochein tachshov shehu machmas she'ena ohava. It must be because he doesn't love her. V'titzdar mi zeharber, that's going to destroy her. Ulai od yoser me'etzim min i'as atashmish. V'lochein, therefore, chayvu b'chol yom, av shehu davar shelo motzi kolkach she'te'i mishukachas b'chol yom. It's not an expectation really of all women, but for you it is. Because she's going to think, what's going on here? He doesn't want to be with me. He doesn't do anything all day. He goes on teulim all the time. Right? He's a little Rebbe. He's home all the time. And in a chinandis. I thought that was a pretty amazing promotion. Okay. Now that we mentioned that Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas had the koach and the ability to be Mekayim Ona every night, now the Gemara just has a few stories about people that were unusually strong. Rav Ohavika Bebani. Rav Ohavika was in the bathhouse. And he had two people, two avadim, two servant attendants helping him. Apischas Bebani Mituse. The floor broke underneath, and Asramele Amuda, and they fell somehow, and there was a pillar, and they had to climb up the pillar to get out of the basement because they had fallen down. And Salik Vaskinhu. He basically climbed up the pillar with one arm, and with the other arm he was holding the two attendants. That's how strong he was. Rabbi Yochanan Havi Kesalek Bedarga, same thing. Rabbi Yochanan was going down a flight of steps. Havi Samchile Rav Ami Ravasi. Rav Ami and Ravasi were helping him down the steps. Apischa Darga Metuse, the step broke. And Salik Vaskinhu, he ended up climbing up the steps after it broke, holding these two of them in one hand, then climbing up with the other hand. That's how strong he was. So Amrilei Rabbanan, so they said to him, Dahachi, Lamalei, Lemismeche. So if you're so strong, Rabbi Yochanan, what do we have to attend to you for? So Amalei, so he said back, Imkein, Ma'anachlas Lelei Zikna. What's going to be my old age? I got to save up my strength in my old age. So if I don't have to exert myself now, I have you guys help me. When I'm older, you guys aren't going to be around, I'll have to exert my strength. I'm saving it up for when I get old. Okay. Next, Vapolim Shtayim B'Shabbos. A poel was twice a week. It's an average person's twice a week. I Votanya Apolim Achas B'Shabbos, but we said once a week. So Amar V'Yosi B'Rechanina Lo Kasha Kan Ba'osim Malacha B'Iran Kan Ba'osim Malacha B'Iracheres. It depends where you are. If you're in the city, if the work is in your own city, then it's twice a week. But if it's in a different city, so it's more tirch on you, it's only once a week. Tanya Nami Hachi Apolim Shtayim B'Shabbos. Right? That, twice a week. When is that true? Ba'osim malacha bi'iran. When it's only in your city. Aval ba'osim malacha bi'racheres. Achas b'shabes. Fine. Next. Hachamorim achas b'shabes. A donkey driver was once a week. So amale rabba bar rav chanan la'abaya. We had all these manim in the Mishnah. Then we said that if someone makes a neder, so we, according to Beis Hillel, it was one week. One week to either be mata the neder or 1 week and then the marriage is over. So amale Rav Chanan Rabba Bar Rav Chanan Labaya Ichbal Tana Lashmi and Tainu Poel. So that whole din of the neder issue is only regarding a tail and a poel who have a chiv once a week, and everybody else that has a chiv longer than once a week anyway they're not going to be with their wife. So what's the difference? Right? Anyway, it doesn't make a difference. So the whole issue of neder was only for two out of the whole list. Does that make any sense? Right? Because anyway, a guy's going to be away for 6 months. So he let him make an ill in the dorm he wants. What's the difference? Anyway, it's not going to happen for 6 months. So the whole thing of neder is only for the tile and the poel. So the Gemara says, no. Amalei, lo. Not true at all. Akulu. It goes on all of them. But it says 6 months. So the Gemara says, you know what? Ein adome mishiyesh lo pas pasalo l'misha ein lo pas pasalo. You can't compare a woman or a person that has bread in the basket and or someone who doesn't have bread in the basket. That means if a woman knows that her husband's coming home one day, and when he comes home, if they're going to be together, she can bear the waiting. But if she knows there's a neder there, even though in a chenami he's not coming back for 5 months. But once she knows there's a neder, and it's not going to happen, therefore what? She can't handle it. Rashi says, Hare kemisha enoch metzape labal. She's not waiting for her baal. Right? She did begin to say, listen to this lashon. He says as follows. Kishiyesh pas pasalo, when you have bread in the basket, libo samochu botech shebechol es shiirtze yochol lechol. You have food? Listen to this. Aval kishekola hapas min hasal. The minute the basket's empty, l'shaw kala, right away. Nase libo roiv. Right away you're hungry. But you ate 5 minutes ago. Right? But now that it's empty, it's all psychological. It's all in the head. Now that the basket's empty, all of a sudden I'm starving. Right? Same thing with relations. The Afzu calls Manchalo Hidira Baila. As long as there's no neder, Afsha Onasash Lushisha Chadashim, even though it's 6 months away, Libo Samuch Shetihye Baal Ima Yitin La Onasa. She knows it's going to happen. Vad Vihi Yoshev is Betach, and she's secure. She's fine with that. Ah Kishemidira Shaach has Libo Rodef Roev Vitzama. The minute she knows there's a neder, all of a sudden she is hungry and thirsty. And lochein afilu b'shabbas achas yotzi, the marriage is over. Okay, amale rabba bar Rav Chanan labaya chomer v'nasa gamal mai. What if a guy is a donkey driver and he's going to change? He wants to now become a camel driver. So what are the tzadim? The tzadim are he's going to be homeless, but he's going to make more money. Right. So what would a woman want? So listen to this. Mai amale. What's halacha? Can you do that? Can you change job to be homeless and have more money? Amalei, wrote to Isha Bekav Vitiflus. A woman would rather have one kav and intimacy. Miasara kav and uprishas. From 10 kav, but he's not around. You hear this? Is that true today? I don't know. What? Mishtano Ativim. Is that true today? She'd rather have one kav and he's around, but he's intimate, rather than 10 kav and he's away. Why 1 and 10? Why 1 and 10? Why those numbers? So who is it? What? Right, no, so why 1 and 10? So then you know the says, because if you have 10, you're chayiv to give one to as meiser, as tzedakah, to an ani. Right, that 10 that doesn't belong to you. One of it belongs to the ani. She'd rather be that ani. She'd rather be that ani and have to get the one from the usher than be the usher. So extreme. Not that she'd rather be, okay, I'll have a little less. No, she'd rather be the ani's wife than be the usher's wife. That's what Yehuda says. Tosfos asks, wait a minute, didn't this contradict what we said in Amud Aleph, that the wife is happy he's away because he's by the king and he's getting revah? So didn't we say she's happy about that? So what do you mean now she'd rather be poor? So Tosfos answers, no, because over there it was so much revach, even she's not going to turn that down. Right? That's what Tosfos says in the last line over there. Avodat HaMelech Ika Revasa Tfei. So what's the cutoff? Right? When would she say, oh, such an unbelievable job, so go take it, you're never home. Right? So we have to work this out. Because on Amud Aleph we said that she doesn't mind. Now we're saying she does mind. What?
What's the shear?
Right? When do we draw that line? Okay. Next, Hasafanim achas l'shisha chadashim divrei Rabbi Eliezer. The Chachamim said that it was once every for a boat rider, for a sailor, once every 6 months. Now, we're going to set the Gemara. Now is not going to be discussing the sailor. We're going to be discussing the second half. The second half was that a man leaving without Rishus to go learn. That's what we're going to be discussing now. Amar of Bruna Amar Rav Halacha Kirby Eliezer. The Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer. That what? That she's allowed to leave for whatever time was given over there. Amar of Ad Debar Ava, Amar Rav, Su Divri of Eliezer. Yeah, that's Eliezer's pshat. But, Aval Chacham Omerim, HaTalmidim Yotzim L'Tam Torah Beis V'Gimel Shonim, Shalom V'Rishos. They can even go for 2 or 3 years without Rishos. You hear this? 2 or 3 years without Rishos. Amar Rava, some Rabbanan Ad Debar Ava, the Rabbanan relied on that, what Rav Ad Debar Ava said, that we pass out the Chachamim, another Shita, 2 or 3 years, V'Avdei Uvdei Ben Avshayu. But you know what? There's life and death that's going to be a consequence. So listen to this. Line here from the Shita Mekubetzes. Kidei l'landeinu, sha'af she'nitzpaka halacha kechachamim. Even though we pass them to chachamim, that you can go for 2 or 3 years without reshus, and leave your wife alone for 2 or 3 years. She'yachal leilach shalosh anam b'shol b'reshus, mikol mako, miderech ha'rachmanis shlol asas kein. That's not a normal thing to do. That's not a Rachmanis thing to do. We're going to have people like Rabbi Akiva's wife, are maybe in a different category. It's not a normal thing to do. Kidei shalosh tetzar isha ishto yoser midai. Right? V'lo shehe mafkedes biyoser sheyeshlo lihizoyer shelo tehe halichas alulma Torah mitzvah haba b'avera. It's mitzvah haba b'avera. Says Rashi Mekubetzes to go for so long. Anyway, what did Rava mean, life and death? Listen to this. Kihad Rav Rachumi havishchiach kamei derava b'mechuza. Rav Rachumi was in yeshiva by Rava in Mechuza. Havi ragil to havi asel lebeisei kol mal yom de kipure. He used to come home once a year. Erev and Kippur he'd come home. Well, Erev and Kippur was a good time to come home because Tashrish is Aser. Anyway, it's Aser. So it's exactly why they would pick Erev and Kippur to come home. Nothing's going to happen anyway. And Yom Echad, Mashke Shmaise, he got involved in his learning. Havi Mesachya Debithu, and his wife was waiting. Hashta Asi, Hashta Asi, he's coming. Lo Asa, he didn't come. Cholash Daite, she got very upset, she got very scared. And Achiz Dimasa Me'ena. She started to cry. Where is he? Havi Yosef B'Igra. He was at that time sitting on the roof. Ifchas Igra Mituse V'Noach Nafshe. What happened? The roof caved in and he died. Why? Because she cried. The Shidduk Mekubetzes says, Mitzvah Baba Vera. Chaim Shmulevitz says something absolutely amazing. He says as follows. He says, Darko Haya, one second. Mikan Lamadnu. From here we learn, from this story. This is a scary of Chaim Shmulevitz. Sha'onesh al hachet shebin adam lachavero. An onesh for a chet, bin adam lachavero, like here, like making your wife suffer. Eino asiyas din lenifka. It has nothing to do with the victim. The punishment has something to do with the victim. Why? She'onesh b'maisa zeh, gadol ho'yagam lo. V'hi sabu b'mel yosem ikulam. She's now the worst, she's now in the worst state. Because now her husband's never coming home. She didn't want that. Right? She'im al ichur kal hizila dima. Just because he's late, she's crying. Kama dima shazila kasher ivdeth ishul gamri. How much is she going to cry now that he's never coming home? V'hein hein devarim. Ha'pigiyah she'bin adam l'chaveiro hi eish ocheleth. If you harm somebody else, it's mamish, like stepping into a fire. V'chol ha'shaleach yad nichva be'esh. You do that, you get burnt. V'lo b'tur onesh klal ela keteva u'metzias. It's a metzias. He says, that's why Penina lost all her children. Aye, she was only doing it l'shem shemayim, to try to get Chana to daven. So you could also walk into a fire l'shem shemayim, you're going to get burnt. It's the exact same idea. It has nothing to do with the victim. Oh, that's scary. That's very scary. That how harsh, how severe is slighting somebody else. It's amazing. You've certainly someone you're close with, like your own wife. Okay, next. Now, Ona shel Talmidei Chachamim Emas. When is the owner of Talmidei Chachamim? Found in the Mishnah. How come it's not in the Mishnah? It doesn't say in the Mishnah when the Talmid Chacham. It says everybody else, but not a Talmid Chacham. Why is that not in the Mishnah? There are 4 answers. So the Ran says, because we just said that you can go away for 2 or 3 years. Right? We just said you can go away for 2 or 3 years. What about your owner then? So obviously, it's much more flexible when you're a Talmid Chacham. As a matter of fact, the Ran says the whole reason that you're even mutter, we're going to say it's Friday night. The whole reason Friday night is mutter is because you have a din of only if you have no chidushim to learn in the Beis HaMedrash. So that doesn't apply all the time. Maybe you do have a chidush, you're not going to come home. So that's why it's not in the Mishnah. Another answer is, tznius for Talmidei Chachamim's behavior shouldn't be broadcast, so it's not in the Mishnah. That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. That's what the Ram Shif says. The Pnei Yeshua says, Rashi here says, that the reason why it's Friday night is Mishum Oneg. That's a different reason. not because of ona, it's out of oned. So ona, it's not in the Mishnah because it's a different reason. And the last one, the Tosfos Yontif says that there's no chiyuv Friday night. The chiyuv is once a week. The Chacham took it upon themselves. The Rambam says it's a good night. Friday night is a nice idea.
Because of
Oneg? Huh? Because of Oneg, we'll see another. Yeah, because of Oneg, Shalom Bagis, we'll see. So that's what, so it's not on the Mishnah because it's not. It's not Din Friday night. The Din is once a week. Okay. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, May Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Every Erev Shabbos is an Erev Shabbos Friday. Right? What? I have better than Ben Yoyada on that one. Wait, we have to wait a minute. Asher Yitain Be'ito. In its time. Amar Rav Yehuda Vitem Rav Huna Vitem Rav Nachman Zeha Meshan Shatosim Erev Shabbos Erev Shabbos. Every Friday night, Erev Shabbos to Erev Shabbos. Yehuda Breid Rav Chia Chastid Rav Yanai. Rav Yehuda Breid Rav Chia, the son-in-law of Rav Yanai. Havi Ozel V'Asiv B'Bei Rav. It was in the yeshiva. V'chol Bei Shimshei, every Bein Hashmashos, meaning Fridays, we're going to learn. Havi Asi L'Beitis, we come home. V'chi Havi Asi Havi Kachazi Kamei Amuda Denura. And his father-in-law would see, as he would come home, there'd be like a pillar of fire escorting him home every Friday. Yom Echad, Mashke Shmaitzei, Rav Yehuda got engrossed in his learning. Kivin Delo Chazi, Hausimana, and Rav Yanai, his father-in-law, didn't see the fire. So Amalahu, Rav Yanai, Kafu Mitaso. He said to the family, put the beds down, meaning sit shiva, because he's dead. It wasn't true. Right? If not for the fact that if Yehuda would be alive, he certainly would miss. He certainly would not miss. So unfortunately, what? Maybe he was sick. So I thought maybe she was in Nida. I don't know. I don't know the answer to those questions. Why? Oh, this is worse. Listen to this. Have a kishgaga shiyot b'bnei hashalit. It's like the words go out from the shalit. And v'noach nafshi, and he died. Right? He wasn't dead. But since he said that, he said, let's all sit in shiva, he died. Okay? So listen to this. Tour. This is a tour in Siman Reish Pei, Hilcha Shabbos, which is Prate Rumaze Didim Hamavorim Zeh Siman Kiyim Ona B'Leil Shabbos. So the Torah says, Kore Kriyashma, Kishar Leilos, V'yei Zohir, L'kayim Onaso, you should be Zohir to fulfill your Ona, Kid Issa B'Ksuvis, Perak Afalpi, Yehud B'Rei Drav Chia, Chasned Drav Yanai, Havi Ozel, V'yasa B'Bei Rav, and he goes through the whole story, exactly what we just said, the whole story from A to Z. Then he's L'fikach Ona T'mili Chachamim, I'm sorry, Shelmola Yehuda Kayim L'Bata Onaso. That's how he ends off. If Yehuda would have been alive, he wouldn't have missed it. Loshon Rambam Tashra Shemitah Mita'anugei Shabbosu L'fikach Onas Talmidei Chachamim Havriim L'Shamish Mitasim B'Leil Shabbos L'Leil Shabbos. Right? So the Bach says, what's the Torah doing? He's telling us, I got it, the stories. It's not a lack of work. What's he doing in here? I got it, the story. So the Bach says, no. What? Fine, so we don't need a story for that. How many other I got it stories are in the Torah? I bet there are very few. And if there is, there's a reason. So the Bach says, you know why it's in here? Wait a minute. You're not allowed to sit shiva on Shabbos. You're not allowed to sit shiva on Shabbos. How can you tell them to sit shiva? Banish mashas. That's why it's Erev Shabbos. Your owner doesn't start on Shabbos. It starts on Erev Shabbos. The chiba and the ahava and it all starts on Erev Shabbos. That's why this story is in the Torah. To highlight that it doesn't start on Friday night. It starts on Friday afternoon. That's why it's called Erev Shabbos. That's why it's called Banish mashas. That's when the chiva begins.
Right.
It's a good point. It's exactly. It's before Kiddush. It starts beforehand. It starts in the afternoon. Right. That could be the makar for walking in 2 seconds before Shabbos. But you have flowers. Right. Okay. Next. Okay. Where are we? Rebbe Yasik Le Lebrei Bei Rav Chia. Rebbe wanted to make a shidduch for his daughter, his son, to Rav Chia's daughter. When it came time to write the ksuva, it's a very difficult story. When it came time to write the ksuva, the daughter died. So Amar Rav, Chas v'shalom, psul ikka yisivu, there's a psul here, that Hashem had to take her away, so this marriage shouldn't happen. Right? So v'ayinu b'mishpachos Rebbe, asi mishafati ben avital. Rebbe checked out his family, he did a search for the family tree, and it turned out that he comes from Shafatya ben Avital, which is one of David HaMelech's wives. Avital was one of his wives, right? And Shafatya is one of his sons. V'Rav Chia asi mishimi achi David. And Rav Chia came from Shimi, the brother of David. So Rashi says that Rav wouldn't have, Rav's like a dinner, like a melech, He came from a Dovra Melech, and he wouldn't have his son marry a non-Melech. So all the Mepharshim ask Rashi, why not? Melech allowed to marry a non-Melech. Not only that, Adzal Yasek Lelebei Rav Yossi Ben Zimra. He ended up marrying Yossi Ben Zimra, who the Mepharshim say was a Kohen. So anyway, it wasn't a Melech. What's going on here? Very difficult story. Anyway, Paskulei Tarti Srei Shnin Lemezal Bebei Rav. They made up a thing they're going to learn for 12 years. He's going to learn for 12 years. It's all built in. It's okay. Achlevei Kamei and Amaluhu Nehavi Shishnin. He saw her. He said, you know what? Let's make it 6 years. Right? Achlevei Kamei. He saw her again. Amaluhu Ichnis V'Hadar Ezel. First let me marry her, then I'll go. Havi Kamachsiv Me'avu. So he was embarrassed from his father that he said that. So Amalei Bini Das Konech Yeshbach. You're just like Hashem. Why? Because Meikara Ksiv to Vemu to Emo. First Hashem said, I'll bring you into Eretz Yisrael, then I'll build you the base of Mikdash. Ubasov Ksiv Asli Mishakanti Besochum. And Hashem said, no, I'll do it now in the Midbar. So too, you said first, I'll go learn for 12 years. You know, let me marry her first, have some time. The Mepharshim say that even though they went for 12 years, they always had one Shana where they were alone. We could have it with Rabbi Akiva. Azal Yosef Tarti Sari Shnei Bavi Ad Rav Ad Asav Ad Asa Yakur Debisu. When he came home, she died. She became sterile because he was away for so long. We'll finish in 1 second. Amra Rabbi Heichi Neved Nigrisha. What should I do? Should I divorce her? She's sterile now. She's gone for 12 years. Now she's sterile. Yomru Aniya Zula Shav Shimra. What people are going to say? She waited for nothing. For 12 years she waited. Now you're going to divorce her? Nis Ninsev Itse Achuizi. She married somebody else. People will say, yeah, that's your wife and that's your mistress. The Meiri says, that's even before the Kher of Rabbi Nagershim, you shouldn't marry two wives. Someone's going to say, what's what, right? And boy, Alei Rachmi Ve'itzis, had Rachmanis on her, they davened and she became healed. So before we have to stop, I'm sorry, unfortunately we have to stop, time ran out. Just, we're going to have in a few minutes the story of Rabbi Akiva. Everybody knows the famous story. For 12 years he went away. When he came home, he was standing outside and he heard her say, I wish he'd go away for another 12 years. So everybody asked, so why didn't he come in and say hello? Why didn't he come in and say hello? Right? Come in, say hello, have a coffee, then go back. So Chaim Shulevitz says, because 12 plus 12 does not equal 24. You come in, and you sit down, and you break up the time. It's not the same. And therefore, he couldn't go in. That's the famous Chaim Shulevitz. 12 plus 12 does not equal 24. So Barazin said, but the Hosafa is, when you're at work all day, and you're there for 10 or 12 or 14 or 15 hours, and you stop for mincha, and you stop for 15 minutes to pick up a sefer and learn something, maybe you might have a sedge a little bit, that also doesn't, not the same. It's not 12 hours anymore. It's now 6 and 6. Okay, everyone have a very good Shabbos, and we will continue tomorrow. We didn't even get to the good stuff.